That's an olive. Beginning of the line, first word of the line. Six lines up and the narrow lines, eight lines up from the bottom. Hayi amsa. So the rest of the story, there were the havas b'padisa, the havas k'me'avda ba'inshi isura. She was a shivcha. Shivcha kananis. And people, she was hefker, and people were, men were being enticed by her. Amar Abaye loved Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kol Shachar Avdei Over Basay Have a Kafina Le Lamora Because of Lagita De Chirusa. So once she's freed, she's not a shevcha. She's a regular Jewish woman. This is not going to happen. But the Mor says that a person frees his abbot is Over Basay. So were it not for this statement of Shmuel, I would force the Odin to order to prevent this issue of Isurim taking place. I would force the Odin to be Meshachar. So Ravina Omar came along, Ravina. Ravina said, Ki ho, murder of Yehuda? Mishul milsa di Isura. Once there's the Isur is, the Pasuk says, Lo elom behem tavaydu. That we darshan, that there's a mitzvah asay to maintain them. But the Gemara says we understand that, like the Rishvah says, the same word as in Israel, Lo'sechonim. So don't give the Umas Olam, don't give them a matnas chinam. But something which you're doing, which you benefit from, there's a benefit from it. So that's not called Lo'sechonim. You're doing it for chinam. You're doing it because it's beneficial for you. So being meshachar the eved to or to create a benefit is mutter. That's not a problem. The you're not over the asay. The more brachas brings this conversation, the more says that he was meshachar his eved in order to be mashlam a minyan. So the Rebbe Lazar came to the Beis Medrash with his eved and only had 9 men. So he's meshachar his eved. Now he has 10 men. So he did it that, for his benefit. By saying, I can't force him to be Meshachar because there's an Isser, there's not really an Isser. So the Morris says, Abai apparently held, even by Milsa Disur, the assay still applies. The Morris says, really? Abai doesn't agree to this concept that when it's a situation of Isser, it's okay to be Meshachar the Eved. The woman was owned by two people bought her together b'shutvis. One of the two freed her, so now she's a chetzia shivcha v'chetzia b'scharin. V'kafu es rabba. So he was forced the other Odin to free her. Why did he do that? Because Minig Hefker and Ogubot. Since Mamash used this scenario and they were Kaifa to free. Because she wasn't able to get married, which then would put her in a safe situation from the people not taking advantage of her. So by freeing her, you were able to get her into that situation, and they wouldn't be knowing hefker with her. Versus hachi hashta, that's not a good comparison because over there there's no solution. Hatsum lola ebed chazi lola ben charin chazi. She can't marry either an ebed. She can't marry ben charin, and she can't be meyuchet to an ebed either. An ebed is asked to have relations with her, and therefore there's no solution other than freeing her. But over here, Hocha, after the Miyachal Leila Avdei, Umintula, there's a solution. Okay. Gufa, we said before a statement of, Gufa usually introduces a statement of an Amara. So this is a quote from Shmuel. Amar Vihudam or Shmuel, Kolom Mashachar Avdo, Ebri Vasesh, Nemar Lalom Bahem Tavoidu. So the Pasuk says, the nations around you, as opposed to the Psukim over there in Bahar are talking about if a person has a a Jewish servant, so he has to free him, etc. But the, from these nations, your right to maintain them is forever. But he darshens that not only is it a right to maintain them forever, but it's a chiyuv. You have an assay to hold on to them. You shouldn't free them. So what brings this ma'isa ma'isa b'rbliyezer shenichas b'esek knesses v'loy motza asara v'shikar avle v'hishlima l'asara. So you see, he freed him, and he was over this assay. The Moshe mitzvah shiny. He did it for the purpose of a mitzvah. That's not the yisur. Aramaic for to be shomer, to watch over, protect her. The Tere Karta, right? To be noiter, the Karta city, and the watchers of the city. Doesn't have the same sinister ring in English. The watchers of the city. Okay. Tanar Baran. Alalam em tavoidu rishos tibur rishmo rikibar mechayva. So the Brisa, which has this mechloik, is it just saying that you're allowed to, as opposed to the by the Jewish servant that you have to free him when it comes to Yovel, etc. But here you may maintain him forever, or you have a chiyuv to maintain him forever. So it's mechloik between rikibar and rishmo. So Morris says, if so, but then Rabbi Eliezer, sublock law command number Rishus. So why do you answer before mitzvah shani? Maybe Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold as an isser at all. It's only a Rishus, so he can free him for the purpose of a mitzvah for sure. There's no question. And Morris also died, so that's not a possibility. The Tanya Behedra, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Chayva. We have a Bryce, a different Bryce, which says Rabbi Eliezer says to Chiyiv. And even so, he did it. So Morris said, how is that possible? The answer is mitzvah shani. Amar Rabba, Vahani Tlas Mili, Nachsi Balibata Minich Sehun. There's three reasons why people lose their money, their properties. So one of them is the Mafki Avdaya Lachirusa. They're over the Isser of freeing their Eved. With the Sairi Nixayo B'Shabbata, they go and check on their properties on Shabbos. So, the halacha is part of the mitzvahs of across the Shabbos. There's some chubot b'chibatim asoyes terachecha mim sochefzecha. So there's an issur of mim sochefzecha. And Dabar Dover, so you can't be doing actions on Shabbos, which are for the goal of maintaining your items, your properties. And they would go and inspect their properties on Shabbos. Vidikavi Sudasayu Bishabata Bidim Bidrasha. They would have a shear every single Shabbos from the Rashiba, or whatever his the title of the person was in the city, and instead of going to that, they would have the suda then. Don't rechiv bar Abba Omer Biyachin Shtei Mishpachas Hayu Birushalayim. There were two mishpachas: Achas Kava Sudasa b'Shabbata, va'Achas Kava Sudasa b'Erev Shabbos. There were kaveh suda Erev Shabbos. So this Mechalik, what's it referring to? It's referring to that they made too much of a meal Friday night, and we hold that Kavod Yom is supposed to be Odif, or because they did it Erev Shabbos in such a way that they didn't come to Shabbos into Shabbos with any type of appetite for the meal, because they ate a large meal in Erev Shabbos. Rashi brings both pshatim. Rishteyam Nekru, both of these mishpachas were well endowed mishpachas, and they lost that endowment. Okay, let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. And the Mechesim and Aleph. Four lines up. Bomer Mar. He said about a Zorah. What's that going on? Chaviv Alhem Behampton, so you saw yesterday, and you should say, and we did, that was from yesterday. Okay, Shadonai, okay. But say, Lo'ilabem Tabaru, look, the Gemara is going to bring in a second, that the Yisra, there's a mitzvah say of Lo'ilabem Behem Tabaru. So the Gemara brings a story that with that's Bai says, were it not for that Isser, I would have made him free her. And also law the Yisrael, and then she'll get married. Minter law, and then she'll be protected. He'll watch over her and make sure that she doesn't get involved in these type of things. The marriage situation, the non-marriage situation, the hefker of being the shifcha is what's creating this problem with her with the men. Because Rabbi Mneishal Ha'isa Ruya Lo Lehabit Al Ben Charen. So we forced the remaining master owner to free her, to make her able to be in a situation where she could be with a man. The problem wasn't because she has a mitzvah say, because the Mishnah says in Bar Basra, the case of an eved who's a chatsi eved chatsi ben charen, so we force the master to free him, because otherwise he cannot be kind of mitzvah peruvu. He's as a chatsi ben charen, he's chayv in the mitzvah, but he can't marry anybody. He's also the marry shivcha or a bas yisrael, but she's a shivcha. She's not mechayiv, and she's a woman. She's not chayiv in peruvu. So what's the problem? Since she couldn't be with any man, so nobody was sort of putting any type of a authority over her. So people were having relations with her. So more about the Lo'ilam HaTavoidu, Rishmol says it's Rishus. Mishum L'chsi B'shiva Umois Osechayim Kol Neshama. The seven nations, you're not allowed to leave any alive. So if you have a father who's not from the seven nations, you're allowed to take that child as an eved. And he doesn't go under the umbrella of the din of Lusachai Kol Neshama. V'achim Mefarsh Lo be Hamakane. And so it's the Mor says, if so, okay, if Rishmol holds not a chiyuv to maintain these people's avodim, it's just the Rishus. So Mor asks the Rebbe, how do you feed the Eved? The Rebbe says, several lakh to Rishmol. My Dochel Lishnuyu Le'el Mitzvah Shani. Why do you have to give an answer? What's forcing you to give this answer that there's a special dispensation for mitzvah? Maybe the reason is because he holds it never was an issue to start with. So Morris says no. He says a feirish that it's a chiyuv. So Morris says there's three things why they lose their properties: the mafki avdayo lecheris va'avri va'asei. So the rebbe is a say of maintaining the rebbe. I don't remember who, but somebody's having a son, Ayin and Yaakov. Somebody named Yaakov says that there's these three things are connected to the problem of having the properties, and that they're not maintaining the properties the way the Torah defined them. You're supposed to keep the avodim. Their properties are what's causing them, their interest in their properties is what's causing them to get involved in checking on them on Shabbos. And the wealth that they have is what's making them have these big meals, which end up being cutting into the time to learn on Shabbos. Rashi says, "Avri say." It seems to be like Rashi learning it more simply. Just it's an avera, so there's a punishment. Then we go in the, out to their fields. They go check and see what it needs. They make meals. We didn't make midrasha. Either make the meal beforehand, the meal afterwards. The Gemara says there's two mishpachas. One was kaveh suda on Shabbos, meaning the time of the drasha, and one was be'erev Shabbos. So Rashi brings two pshatim. The first one is it means Friday night, b'leilei Shabbos. Ve'en kan kavod Shabbos, the chayim alone kavod yom is kodem l'kavod laila. So you're supposed to make the suit of the day more chashuv. In general, the assumption that I think nowadays probably for sure true, right? Many people have more elaborate meals for the night than they have Shabbos day, but the cholent makes up for that. The kavod yom because of the cholent. Nowadays, people are so low to have cholent, like eating cholent like 17 times, but a week, you know. But it used to be with Shalom once a week, you know. So that was a special treat of Shabbos day, that was Kavod Yom. They did that in order not to have a meal during the day, which would conflict with Bil Tumas Medrash. So they thought they were big tzaddikim, but it was also wrong. Okay, first tzaddikim of Arshi, Erev Shabbos means mamash. It means not Friday night, but it means Erev Shabbos. V'chein b'chol yom m'rei v'yishir. They made big meals every day. But on Erev Shabbos, there was the impropriety of what that was. It affected their appetite for Shabbos. Okay. Omer Rabba, Omer Rav, back in the Gemara. Hamakdish avdo is yotzei l'cheres. So a person says that his eved should be kodesh. He the eved is free. So more says my time. Gufei lo kodesh. You cannot make the eved into being something which you can use directly for hekdish. He meant the value of the Eved should be Kodesh and he'll give the money to Hekdesh. He didn't say that. So what did he mean? He must have meant to Lehevi Am Kodesh. So he meant let the Eved be part of the holy nation. Okay. That's Rabba Omer Rabba Omer Rav. Rav Yosef Omer Rav. Hamafker Avdo Yotzei L'Cheres. Like we had before, that just being Mafker frees the Eved. So Mandam or Makdish. So Rabba, which says that being Makdish Avdo Yotzei L'Cheres. So Morris says, Kolshkein Mafker. So he holds that that Rav Yosef's version of what Rav said would definitely be true. He's releasing him from his ownership. Man da Omar Mafkir, but Rabbi Yosef said Mafkir Avdoi, Abu Makdish Loi. He holds that if he's Makdish Avdoi, it's not Yotzei L'Cheres, because Dilma L'Domi Kamar. He means he might. He, even though he didn't say it, we could assume that he means that the value of the Eved should go to Hekdish, so that Hekdish will sell the Eved and take the value of the money and use it for Hekdish. Ibor Lahu. So this din of Mafkir Avdus Yotzei L'Cheres, does it still require a get shichur or not? And the Mordechai is going to say the same thing by the case of Makdish. So he's saying, I wanted him to be part of Klal Yisrael. I want him to be part of the holy nation. Does he need to? Is that sufficient, or he still needs to get shichur? Atashma, Amr Chibra, Avin, Amr Rav. Again, these are all quotes in the name of Rav, right? Rav Amr Rav, or Rav Yosef Amr Rav. So we have Rav Chibra, Avin in the name of Rav. Echad zeh Yotzei L'Cheres. Both by the case of Hamakdish or Hamafker Avdoi, both of them is Yotzei L'Cheres. The tzar gets shichur. Okay. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, "Umasvinan ashmaitan." I have a question on my mesura that Rab said hamak deshav liyotzei lecheres. I have a question on my own shot. So there's a braisa which says hamak desh nechosav v'hayu behen avodim. So a person is being makdish his properties. Part of his property is avodim. Enig is born Rishayim Lahitzi and Lacheris. Ava Merchon on son Lacherim, Vacherim Mosi and Osam Lacheris. So they become hektish, they belong to hektish, but the Gizber can't free the Abbot, because the freeing of the Abbot means that you, mitzat hektish, the Gizber is not a bialim to give it away. Gizber can't take the item of hektish and give them as matanas. You weigh your point of hektish, you remove hektish by with money. So somebody buys the eved from hektish. So the kedusha, which was on the eved, goes on to the money, and now the guy can do whatever he wants with it, with the eved. But if the gizber has no way to free the eved, but you see that the eved is hektish for damim, and now, like I said, that a makdish avdo is yotzei lecheres. Okay, Rebbe Armor ani af hu noisin the meyatzma b'yotzei neishu kemerkoloi. The eved can, if the eved has money that he owns, that somebody gave the eved money, Menashe and the rabbi Rishus boy said, now that money belongs to the eved, he can be part of himself. He can buy himself off a hektish. So we're calling this whether the Tadakama or Rebbe, whether it's possible for the Eved to buy himself off a hektish or not. Okay, that's the price. But either way, you see, not like Rav, who says that a maktish avdos yotzei lecheres, and not that it belongs to hektish. So our answer is Masdisin Karimi Sele de Rav. You're asking Kasha on Rav from a Braisa. Rav Tanahu Upolik. Rav can argue on a Braisa. Okay.
I mean, the question seems to be not as strong because you're talking about your Makdish and Chasav, and so you have sort of this broad statement. And now you have to try to fit the Eved into that statement. How does it apply to the Eved? And so you might say, does it mean that he should become part of Am Yisrael?
Right.
That doesn't seem to fit so well.
So as I was reading it, I had the same question. And I have not thought of an answer yet. I'm not sure.
Meaning like this, you have again the actual.
The only thing I think in Rashi, I'm not sure. It could be if it's a question of kavanah only, then the question is a very strong question. if you understand that the concept of Kedushas Am Yisrael going on to the Eved is the appropriate way to be Makdish an Eved, and that's what the Gemara is saying, so then the question is not such a question. So I guess it's going to boil down to how do you understand what's happening over here. So that there is everybody understands it means the Dhamim.
What?
Matash of Behemoth Tameya, he means the Dhamim. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Gubal HaKadosh, Shana Roy Lodlam is back with the Betta Kabbai. So the Kedusha can't be Chal on the actual Eved. It means that you're going to use the Eved for Hektish. He should have said, if he meant the Dhamma, he would have said the May Avdi. Till heavy Am Kaddish. So to mean, Yisrael Gomer, the Ksibahu, Ki Am Kaddish Ato. L'Dhamma, the Makdish Behemoth Tameya. So if you're saying that the lack of saying L'Dhamim means it doesn't become Kaddish L'Dhamim, so what do you do with the Halach of Makdish Behemoth Tameya, which Halach is that he becomes Kaddish L'Dhamov? So say the same thing over here. So it's not the same. The Hasim Kibin the lack of the memory bought so the heavy Am Kaddish. Kamer. There's no you can't not say that he meant that the animal should become this holy part of the holy nation. Akarholadomi Kamer said we're forced to say when he said he wants the Makdish that he means even though he didn't say Ladomim, he meant Ladomim. Baba love Lakamer Dumea Alai. Even though he didn't say the words Dumea Alai. He means it's Kaddish to sell and use the money for Hekdish. So that's over there. But over here we could understand that the Eved himself is actually Kaddish. We don't interpret his words that he meant Ladamim unless he says it. The Morris question was, is there need for get shechur by both the scenarios? If you hold to the cheres, do you need to get shechur? So the Morris brought a statement of Rav Chiya bar Oven, the name of Rav, Echadzeh, Makdish, or Mafkir, both scenarios need to get shechur. Rav said, Mosfinan Ashmaitin, Ashmuas Atzmeinu. I asked a question on my own Masara of Rav, that there's a Bryce who says, Enik is Rav Hashem Latzi in the cheres. So according to the Tanakhama, feel the Kaba Miyato Eved Pijarnoi, the Eved cannot redeem himself. The Kaimalon, Eved Karnazatsav Bekesav, that the Eved can free himself from Avdus by paying money. How does he have money? Whatever the Eved owns belongs to the master. Im Nosul Rabba, Losul Amanashi and the Rabba Rashuspoi. Somebody gave the Eved money conditionally that it only the condition that the owner doesn't get bialis on it. So that money belongs to the Eved. The Eved can turn around and use that Eved, that money, to be part of himself. Part of by is Atzman Biyad Bailov. So he can redeem himself. But over here, the Tanakhama is saying it doesn't work. They cannot accept the money from the Eved. Why? Shane Gufan Kani the Hektish Shlokdish and Elad Domin. The really all Hektish owns of them is their value. Something which Hektish owns the value. So the Tanakhama says that the process has to be a process of Mechira. Mechira is an act of selling the value of the item to somebody, and the person gives back the value of the money. To Hekdish. Well, that's exactly what was Kaddish. So you can't just take Hekdish and remove Hekdish. What you have to do is you can transfer the Kedusha onto the money. So when you sell the Eved to somebody else, there's somebody giving the value of the Eved to Hekdish. All there was to Hekdish originally was just the value, and the value is not leaving Hekdish. So Hekdish is not being diminished. So that's a valid way of making the Eved no longer Hektish, because, but it's maintaining the hekdesh. But when you give, when the eved comes and gives his own money, it's not the pshat is that the we're exchanging the value of the eved onto the money. The word is he's being paid himself. He's being meshachar himself. So that's a derech. It's not derech mechir. It's derech pidyon. That doesn't work for hekdesh. Zudarch shikra who below derech mechira. Of Merkur is some of the lacher, but dumb in the hektish. But so here, Matsian or some of the lacher is in Yurtsin. So they sell to somebody else, and then other people do whatever they want with them. But then Rebbe came along and said, no, he can give his own money. Noisin, Abu Noisin, the main answer of Yurtsin, Im Yotzi Adam, she Noisin Loim Kesam, and Ashen Rabbi Balab Shusboy. If he can get some money, if someone will give him money, I'm an Ashen Rabbi Shusboy. If that'll happen, so then he has a way to be paid himself by giving the money. So it's like the gizber is selling the eved to himself. So he's giving the money as a payment for himself for the fact that he's receiving himself from hektish. The same way the gizber can sell the eved to somebody else, he can sell the eved to himself. Even according to Rebbe, it has to be clear that the process is being done along the lines of a sale, not the lines of a pidyon. But what do you see? You see, both according to Tanakhama and Rebbe, that there is when you're makdish the eved becomes kaddish the damav. So it's Akasha on some more answers. You're right, Rabbi, but Rav Tanahu Apolik. So see Rashi in the next piece of Gemara, Rashi seems to touch on Russell's question. Okay. Toshma Akokerim, the Pasuk says, anything which is a Kerim, Shayokaram, and one of the things mentioned from Me'odam of Behema, if a person is puts the status of Kerim on something, Mikola Shiloi. Okay, fine. So it wasn't a bird in this picture. Okay. No problem, I don't mind, just as long as there was a bird here. So it says me Adam Elu Avadam Shikhis Vaknanim. So a person they're considered chayrim. Then they go to Beit Kabayis, and so they go to Beit Kabayis. So Morris says Hachamayis Kinon, the Amr Ledomi. So first of the Morris saying, you see, the lashon of chayrim would also not become kaddish. The Morris kasha, it's not dafka lashon of am kaddish. Some more answers that he said ladami. Yachi idach nami dharma ladami. So then, in the brayso which we asked before, from hamakdish out in the chasa vahi ben avodim, just say simply that the case was that the person said explicitly ladami. Says in Rav Tanhu Polig. Where it says, if that would be the pshat. So, Yehachi Enig Gizborim Shoyim Lotziyim Lecheres Gizborim Mai Vital. Of course, Gizborim can't be Lotziyim on Lecheres because what was given to Hektish was just their value, not the eved itself. So, how could you think that they have the ability to be Meshach with the eved? Masu Abul Kermatino. So Reuven owns the Eved, and he gave to Hekdesh the value of the Eved. So Hekdesh owns the value of the Eved. They don't own the Eved. So now somebody else buys the value of the Eved. It's Meshacher. What do you mean Meshacher? So Rabbi Yomar, for any Yomar who knows in the Meatzah, we yoytz in Neshu Kamerkuloi, we the Dami, my Neshu Kamerkuloi. So the more, that's why the more felt you couldn't touch up the Dami in the previous. You had to give an answer of the Rav Tana who Polik. Okay, I was Libra Shay for it.